Simon Bays, Seif Aleph. Ha'or Shekoisvin Olav, the or that Stam is written on, Uboy Yud Bays Seifim. Seif Aleph, Ksiv. It says in the Pasuk, L'mantia Teres Hashem Beficha, that the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be in our mouths, in your mouth. V'darshinan minei chazal darshin, she'ein koisvin sefer Torah tefillin u'mezuzos, ela al oireis mi behemachaya v'oif hatahirim. Since it says, L'mantia teres Hashem beficha, that it should be in your mouth, by definition, Chazal say, that means that stam has to be written on the or of a behema that may enter your mouth, which by definition is Behemis chayis v'oif ha-tahoyrim. V'chein ha-sayris v'agidim einin k'sheris ela miminim elu. Similarly, the Kesis adds, Cyrus and Gidim used for sewing up tefillin. The Gidim are used for sewing up tefillin and Sifrei Torah, as well as the Cyrus and tefillin. These things also have to be from Behema chaya v'oif ha-tahoyrim. Shehin mutarin milficha. V'afilu hein minevelis u'trefus. The fact that it has to be min hamutar beficha does not mean that it has to be geshachten. Rather, it just means that it has to be from a min, a type of animal that can be eaten. Vafilu hein min nevelus utrefus. Even if it's from nevelus utrefus of those animals, again, not geshachten. Vafilu min nechures vakures. Even if it's from animals that were bludgeoned to death or killed by humans in ways not related to Shechita, it's still going to be Mutar Fistam. Why? Tiloi be'inon ela mimin ha-mutar l'ficha. Again, because all you need is a min ha-mutar l'ficha. La'afukei behema chaya v'oif ha-temeim, that they would not be allowed to be used for stam, even if it would be geshachten, theoretically. Those would be posel for stam. Valor hadag, what about a fish? Afilu hu tohar, even if it's a kosher type of fish, ein koisvin olav. You're not allowed to write on the or of a fish, mipnei hazuhama, because it's disgusting, it stinks. She'ena poisekes bi'ibuda. The zuhama of a fish does not go away even upon ibud. In other words, in other animals, by behem chayav oif atahirim, so when one does ibud, so it becomes a parif, so to speak. Whereas with a fish, the disgustingness of the zuama in the ur of the dag remains even after the ibud. The ibud doesn't kill the zuama. Ur hashlil, the ur of an embryo, a baby calf found in the womb of the mother after it dies. Mikri or le'inyan zeh. The or of a shlil can be used. The koisvin olav, sefer Torah, tefillin u'mezuzos, and one is permitted to write sefer Torah, tefillin u'mezuzos on the or of a shlil. Not only that, v'hu amuvchar, it's actually preferred. V'yachar kach, and after that, and that's first on the list. What's second on the list? V'yachar kach or ha'oif. V'yachar kach or ha'chaya. After that comes the or hachaya, v'yacharkach or behema, v'yacharkach or nevela. So again, the order of preference is number one, shlil, number two, oif, number three, chaya, number four, behema, and number five, nevela. Says the Lishkas HaSefer, Sifkotin Aleph, elo mimin hamuter b'ficha, l'ficha. Has to be from a type of animal which is mutter leficha. B'masech l'shabes daf kufches, Tosis tiver amaschel ezamehen choshuv. Tosis says the following. V'im toimar, hiyesa kasha, tenach. Tenach mesu me'elein, nechuris v'akuris ma'yikol ameymar. Memela, if the animal died on its own, I understand. But nechuris v'akuris, which were killed and bludgeoned by people, that would be mutter leficha. V'yesh loimar, yeah, kevon de mesu, since they're dead, shari. So it doesn't have to be, see from here, it doesn't have to be mamish mutter beficha. It means from a min that's mutter beficha. B'chor shor says on that gemara, gevalde gezach, t'daitoi, d'ba'inon dafka mutter beficha mamish. You need mamish mutter beficha. Udeloike taisvis shekosvu deloibinan rak min hamuter beficha. Gevaldige bechorashar. I will be Rishalmi Parakama de Megillah over there in the Yerushalmi in Halacha Tess Mavur Kamay Shekosva Taisvis. It's clear from the Yerushalmi, not like the Bechor Shar, rather like what Taisvis says. The Yisahasam and Kaisvin Ella Al Or Behema Tahira. One is only permitted to write on the Or of a Behema Tahira, my Taima, Lamantia Teres Hashem Beficha. Because it says, Lamantia Teres Hashem Beficha, Mimasha Ata Noisein Beficha, from what you put into your mouth. Iva Hatani Al Gabi Or Nevelus Atreifus. It says that you could write on the Or of Nevelus Atreifus. Mina, Da At Noisein Beficha. It means from a min that you put in your mouth. Mamish Mefurish, like what we saw in Taisvis, not like the Bechor Shar. Din Or Behema Tmeya. Shenolda mitahira. What about a behema tmeya, which is born from a behema tahira? So how would that happen? That would happen l'chayra if the father animal is a behema tmeya and the mother animal is a behema tahira, and the mother that's a behema tahira births a behema tmeya like the father, ayipcha, or vice versa. What would be in such cases? In Shuvas Yad Eliyahu Siman Beis, where he discusses these cases, what the halacha would be by such behemoths. Sivkotin Beis in the Lishkas HaSeifer. HaTemeyim. Behemoths Temeyis would not be kosher for stam. Vafilu Shar Svarim Sheyesh Behem Shemois, Oser. Even other Svarim which have Shemis would still be Osir Lekosvan Al Or Behema Tmeya. This comes from Taisvis Masechta Saita on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis B'Shem the Yerushalmi, that over there the Yerushalmi says from Elazar ben Shamua that you can only write Megillah Saita on Or Behema Tmeya. I'm sorry, you are not allowed to write Megillah Saita on Or Behema Tmeya. Why? Because we're concerned that maybe the woman won't drink the liquid, and therefore what's going to end up happening is you're going to have the Shem Hashem is going to be Nignaz on Or Behema Tmeya. So we don't want even other Svarim being written, other Svarim that have Shemas being written on Or Behema Tmeya. What about Svarim of Tanakh like Shir HaShirim and Megillah that don't have Shemas? So that's a discussion. Sifkotin Gimel, Val Or Hadog, Vechulei. Zehu Lashon Rambam, actually I take that back, regarding the question about Shir HaShirim and Megillas Esther, it's Mefurish, that it has to be on Or Behema Tahira. The Pashtus is the same applies for Shir HaShirim, but there is a discussion in the later Achreinim about this subject. Gimel, Val Or Hadog, Vechulei. Zehu Lashon Rambam. Again, what's the Lashon of the Rambam? The Lashon of the Kesis, when he said, Val Or Hadog Afilu Hutor, Ein Kaisman Olav Mnei HaZuhama, She'ene Pesekes Be'ibuda, that's the Lashon of the Rambam, that the Zuhama does not leave the Dag. U'b'gemara Mesech the Shabbos, Daf Kufches, Bo'im Yinei Mar, B'reidir Avina Me'er Abnachem Ver, Yitzchak Ma'u Lichtoiv Tfilin Al Gabi Or Shal Dog Tohar, Amar Lei, Bechule, Elem Yabay Eliyo, Vyomer, and Paska Zuam Aminei, Loi Paska Zuam Aminei. The Gemara over there says that we need Eliyo Anovi to tell us whether or not the Zuama of the dog goes out after the Ibud. So, Lamaisa, Vehiksha, Vesefer, Anya Diyana, Peladika Kasha, Kevin, the Lapirusha Gemara, Havi Sveika, Havi Leila Rambam Lichtoiv Dein Kaisen Alor Adog the Shema Loi Paska Zuam Aminei Vamai Pkasa Beloshen Borur. We just saw in the Rambam, right, which the Kes is quoted word for word, that he says as a matter of fact that the Zuama is not Paisekes Beibuda by an Or dog, and yet the Gemara that the Rambam got this from does not say that. The Gemara says that it's a Suffolk. V'halo yesh nafkamina, and there would be a tremendous nafkamina in a case be'en le'acherim. Let's say you don't have any other mezuzah, and the only mezuzah you have, the mezuzah written on or dog. So if it's a suffix, it's better to put it up, because it's better than nothing. But if the way the Rambam is saying it, it's mamish no good. So how could the Rambam say such a thing against the Gemara? You should put up, according to the Pashas of the Gemara, if you have only a mezuzah on or of a dog, so you should be able to put it up without a brach if you don't have anything else. Bam kasha. Ulfiyani as daiti, says the Lishka, das harambam, the kevan, the ikosveka, shemaloi posko zuama, since there is a suffix that maybe the zuama didn't go away, as we saw in the Gemara, imkain, isura ika. So memela is chal in iser lichtav olav tefillin. The gnaihu lichtav shemis akadashim aldover mezuam. So if it's mezuam and you're going to be writing shemis, it's going to be a gnai. So lomai sayin achanami, we don't know, but in as much as we don't know, so it's going to be chal in iser. Vafilam ein loy or acher sheval tase odif. And even if you don't have any other or, better not to do anything, because if you put it up, it might be a bizayin. It's not worth it. Better sheval tase. Vafilu im over v'kosvan al or adog, osir lanichon. You're still not allowed to use it. Me'achar shenechtavu be'isur. Elatzrichen gniza. So that's the teretz of the kesis lamaisa. In the Birkei Yosef, in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Aleph, he brings another teretz. And in the Ma'asif, in Sif Katan Pei Vav, he also brings another teretz, as well as a pshat from the Ragachavar. If you look in the Lishkas HaSeifer Sif Katan Dalid, he says the following. V'achakach or oif. We said that next on the list, after a shlil, is or oif. Ken kazav ha-mogen Avram. That's what the Magen Avram says, v'shem ha-ramah, the ramah mipanu. V'reisi lahatik loshen ha-tshuva ahi, she-kosav v'soiv simen lamed zayin, v'ze l'shoinei. What the ramah says is the following. V'tamei ha-mitzvahs la-akona. In the Tamei ha-mitzvahs of the Kona, which is the Sefer Akona, which is Meyuchas Tireb Nechunye ben Akona Zatzal. Omar, she-or ha-oif afal pi shehu kibisaroi. The or of an oif, even though it's like it's baser meshubach l'ksivas tefillin yoiser me'or behema. Lefi sheruchais kedushais noishvais ba'oif ha-tohor. There are halig yeruchais that are noishvais in the oif of in a oif tohor. Ki al kein damai toin kisui, and that's why the dam of an oif tohor needs kisui. V'yesh lilmoid mitam zeh she'or achaya meshubach mishel behema afal pi she'oif meshubach yoiser. The Yagadol of Kalis Oifvois, I don't know what that means. However, the point is that the Arachaya, since it also needs Kisui Adam, so it would also be high on the list. Oid Hoysif, Lishvach or Hashlil Yoser Mikulam, Lishabech or Hashlil Yoser Mikulam, Lemitzvah Menamuvchor, the Or Hashlil is ideal. Ki Omar, She'ein Behemi Yoitzla Avir Ha'oilam, She'ein Mikabelas Din. Once a Behema comes into this world, so it's subject to din. Sha'ilam hazeh nivra b'din. V'hashlil, but a shlil that never came into this world, which is subject to, which is judged with din. Potter min adin, shlo yotzel avir ha'ilam adkan. V'ein slofik, it's a dover poshut, says the kes, the lishka, the shlil, shel chaya odif mishel behema. Shlil of a chaya takes precedence. U'b'tervayu, shel shchita ma'ali tvei. And by both of them, Shchita is even, if it's geshochten, it's even better. Sheshchita is imay metaher rosai. The shchita is metaher, the shlil that's inside. Ve'en la din legabe uber. Aval nevela, bein bide adam, bein shemesa meileha. But a nevela, no matter how it died, mashma shehudin kosher gam le shlil, v'shel behema shchuta, adif mishel chaya nevela. Right, so a nevela, no matter how it died, it still has a din kosher, even for a shlil, and memela a behema shchuta would beat a chaya nevela. Atkan loshen rama v'ain bel yiraba. V'hine hagoyin bal chasam sefer zatzal higia chasam sefer a few lines back on what we said about tarvayu shel shchita malit fei. So the chasam sefer is magia delay mashma kein mishas. Shabbos daf kufches soif amud aleph. V'hainu de'isa hasam, because what does it say over there in the Gemara? Shal by susi echad es Rabbi Yeshua agarzi minayin shein koisvin tefillin al or behema tmeya dechsiv lamantia teres Hashem beficha midover amuter beficha ele me'ata al gabi or nevelos atrefus al yichtivu. Can't write an or nevelos atrefus amalei amshul chal moshoel. I'm sorry, he said, Elameata al gabi arnavels atrefus al yichtavu. Shouldn't be able to write on arnavels atrefus. Amalei, Sir Bishu Agarsi answered him, Amshalcha Moshal. Lamada verdaimil. Shnei b'nei adam shenischaivu arigal. I'd say he had two people who needed to be, they were sentenced to execution, to die. Lamalchus, by the government. Echad hargoi melech. So one of the two was actually killed by the melech himself. The echad hargoi is pak litur. And the other one was killed by the Sarhad Tabochim, the executioner. Ezenehen Meshubach. So who's better? The one killed by the king or the one killed by the executioner? Have a Oimer? Seshaharge Melech. Avada, the one who was killed by, it's very choshev to be killed by the king. But to get killed by the executioner, Shvachamaisis. Elameata Yoichlu. Amalei, Atayra Amra, Loi Seichelu. And in other words, the Baisusi asked him if it's so choshev to get killed by the king, so Mamela Nevela you should be able to eat because it's so chashiv it got killed by the Eibishter. Amalei said to Ari, tough luck. Atayra Amra, loy seichlu kol Nevela. Vat Amrit Yechlu, you're better than the Torah? You're not better than the Torah. Torah says no is no. Amalei, kalus Meshubach, he liked that answer. Hared the Nevela Shemesim Eila, what do you see from here? That a nevela that dies by itself, meshubach yoisem yishchuta, is better than a shchuta. So it's not like the Ramami Panu, who said that shchuta is better. Amnam b'sefer arzara, so that's the chsam sefer's kasha. Amnam b'sefer arzara, kosa v'zel ashoine, kosa mori harav, Rabbeinu Simcha. Rabbeinu Simcha said, shadochet b'kash, that Rabbi Yeshua, he wasn't really serious in his answer. This by Susi was asking him narisha questions, so he gave him narisha answers. Dimkein Shaharga is Pakliter Lafichu Vasa Lama Kaisvin Olav Ela Iker Hatam Kidim Farish Birushalmi Parakama de Megillah De Nevelus Utrefus Afalgav de Ene Mutter Beficha Minai Mutter Beficha Adkan Lashaina Lafize Devre Harama Nechainim. Because Rabbi Shua Garsi was not being serious when he answered him that it's more Choshev. And it's Mefurish Yerushalmi. That the Nevelus Atreifus, even though Aval Pidein and Motiv Ficha, Minoi Motiv Ficha, the Iker is the Min. See if Beis in the Kesas Sefer, Tzarach Shiyua Iris Me'ubad L'Shma, the Iris need to be Me'ubad L'Shma. What does that mean? The Hainu Shemeniach Oisan L'Toy Chasid, Shehu Tchila Seyibud, Yoimar Iris Elu Ani Me'abed L'Shem Sefer Torah. When you put the iris into the seed, you have to say, I'm being ma'abed these iris, l'shem sefer Torah. Ayin le'kamon, se'if dalet. We'll get there shortly. L'shem zeh, ani osim oisim l'toy chasid. V'yosim oisim miyad l'toy chasid. As soon as you say that, you put it into the seed. V'kevon she'aschola se'ibud hu l'shma, since the stage one was done l'shma, putting the iris into the seed, ozai gam ha'melachas ha'acheris k'moy chalukosin v'gredoson, smoothing out the iris and scraping them, kulon baser ascholas ibud gririn. Since the initial maisa was done lishma, memela everything follows. Mikol makim. Nevertheless, nochen shagam bekol melachim melachas acheres yemer kain. He should really say by all the melachas that he's doing it lishma. Shuaisa lishma. As I zokte bnei yaina, mechein betchila. Similarly, at the beginning, kishenoisen es iris l'toich hamayim, sheyisrachachu v'yuchsher li'ibud, when he puts the iris into water, before he even puts it into the sid, he puts it into water to make it soft, so that it'll accept the ibud, so to speak. So when he puts it into the mayim as well, yomer gam kein, he should also say, sheyisrachachu noisen l'shma, that he's doing it l'shma. Avol b'di'evet calls I say ma'akev, but b'di'evet all this is not ma'akev. Why? Kevin shetchila se'ibud nasa lishma. No, is putting that's what's ma'akev. Putting it into the sid at the beginning lishma. That's what's ma'akev. Everything else, the mayim is not ma'akev. The all the later stages not ma'akev. It's the first stage that's ma'akev. Avol tchila se'ibud the haynu hanesin l'toicha sid loynasa lishma. Avol pisha gomara ibud shegmara ibud nasa lishma. Ein lahate. We cannot be makel if the tchila se'ibud of putting it into the sid was not lishma. That is what the Melech HaShemayim says. V'shem k'tzas poiskim u'deloy ka'ataz. The taz can be found in Yerideh Simin Reshayin Aleph, Sif Kotten Gimel. Says, Telishkas HaSeifer, Sif Kotten Hei, mu'ubodin lishma. The iris have to be mu'ubad l'shma. Prima godim is simin lam beis. Eishal avram sifkat niud gimel. Hechlet bepshitus mitshuvas harambam. Shebekesef mishne perak alef meilchas tefillin alach yud alef. The ibud l'shma have rak dirabonin. The prima godim says, as a davar poshut, that ibud l'shma is only dirabonin. Avol adas reiv ha'poiskim u'mid ha'raisa, but l'maisa, l'adas reiv ha'poiskim, it's not dirabonin, rather it's d'raisa. Ayin b'sefer melech ha'shamayim, that would be in Klal Gimel, in the Bina, Sifkot and Aleph, that he brings from the Radvaz, and the She'eltis, and Oid, and other Achreinim, and Rishainim, that say that it has to be, I'm sorry, that the Yibud L'shma is the Oiraisa. He also brings the Prima Godim, and he's Doicha, the Prima Godim. Sifkot and Vav, L'toich HaMayim, Bateresakenim Kosov, it says in the Ateresakenim, Vizela Shainim, Vikach Yoimar Kishiyasamoizim Vamayim, Lashem Kedushas Yisrael. He should say Lashem Kedushas Yisrael, really, the correct Girsa the Kesis points out is Teres Yisrael, and that's Taka, what it says in the Tikkun Tefillin. Lashem Tefillin Umezuzah Kameyas. When he puts it in to the Mayim, he should say Lashem Kedushas Teres Yisrael, Lashem Tefillin Umezuzahs U Kameyas, Lashem Ar Habatim Litfillin. L'mais in the Tikkun Tefillin, it says that Kemeis is Ar HaBatim, and it doesn't have those words. So, L'chayre Tainu Hach, Kemeis and Ar HaBatim. And he asim Eres Eilu L'mayim, V'oz Kosher L'chtoiv Olav Kol Mashiyirtza. So again, where it's in the Ateres Zekenim, it says that when he puts the Eres into the water, he should say L'shem Kedushas. U'b'noi de Bihuda simin kufay nei hisigol, of noi de Bihuda disagrees, and he says, "Ki anesina l'teich hamayim lav klumi." Putting it into the water is garnished. Ela hachana, it's just the hachana. She yisrakecha or v'yuchal achakach l'kabel kayachasid. But that's not part of the ibud process. V'amnam nira ki ateres akenim nimchach b'zeacher abar shomar. However, the ateres akenim saw this apparently in the Tikkun Tefillin. Shekosav the bekol ma'isa shuoisa yomer kain v'kain kosav. I'm sorry. The bekol ma'isa shuoisa yomer kain v'kosav. So the Nehudah Yehuda apparently did not see the Tikkun Tefillin, and the Ateres Zekenim did. Sifkot and Zayin in the Lishka, Ein Lahatir. If the original Nesina, if Latoy Chasid was not done Lishma, we cannot be Mekel. Kein Kosev B'Sefer Melech HaShamayim, B'Shem Ktsas Poiskim, Shecholkin Alataz B'Zeh. Gam B'Sefer Anya Diyoina, maybe Mashiach Kosev B'Sefer HaZichreinais. Sefer HaZichronos was written by Reb Shmuel Abuhav, the author of the Dvar Shmuel, who says the following: "Vizel Shoinai, Oisam b'nei Adam shema abdin al yedei kusim u'mesayim oisam b'malachta yesh einam oisam kein v'tchilas ibud k'shemisim oisam v'toich asid." Those yidden that help out the goyim, we'll see these halachas soon. So when they put it in, sometimes when they put it into the sid, they don't yesh einam oisam kein v'tchilas ibud k'shemisim. They don't say. They don't help out at the beginning when it's put into the sid. Kimat b'soifay achar sheikar ibud kvar nasa v'adin ha'poshet shetzarech lias b'tchila v'afilu b'Yisrael ha'ma'abed enei moyel kim k'shiyemer kein b'tchil si ibud. So the Sefer HaZichronos points out that when the yid who's helping the guy only helps at the end, that's no good. You have to help at the beginning. And even when a yid is doing it by himself, as the Kesis said, the halacha is that he has to do it at the beginning.